Let us pray. We ask, O God, that through your holy word, we would encounter more of the high mystery of so great a salvation. In the name of this Savior who has come for us, amen. According to Luke, Mary and Joseph stayed in Bethlehem a little while after Jesus was born. We're told that they had him circumcised on the eighth day, as was the custom. They then gave him the name Jesus, just as the angels told them to do. Then they went to Jerusalem, the next city beside Bethlehem, to make their sacrifice in the temple, again, as was the custom. So there was nothing particularly unique about any of these things. The sacrifice in the temple, it was a ritual that was repeated by most Hebrew parents after the birth of a son. So, this means that Mary and Joseph were just one more ordinary couple fulfilling an ordinary ritual with their baby that sure looked ordinary. It's not all that different from what your family just completed this morning. My hunch is you all just exercised a few Christmas rituals of your own. You probably have rituals for how you decorate the house and the tree. You have rituals in your family for when you open the presents, how and in what order you open presents. You may have rituals about what you eat on Christmas morning. You may even have rituals about the particular piece of music that has to be playing while you open these presents. We always do it this way. If you have children in the home, they've already become legalist about these rituals. It has to be done like this. Hopefully you also have a few spiritual rituals, like lighting the candles of an Advent wreath, coming to worship, and reading Luke's familiar story of the Nativity. You've done this all so many times now that this story is as familiar as the rituals. The story didn't change this year, did it? You know the story. The story is ordinary also and familiar to us by now. What this means is that if there is a miracle at Christmas, then it is wrapped in the ordinary as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. So it's fitting that today, when we get to the epilogue of the Nativity story, we find ordinary Mary and Joseph fulfilling the ordinary ritual in their temple with the new baby. It all starts off just as it always has. But then, while they were in the midst of their ritual in the temple, something rather extraordinary developed. An old man named Simeon came rushing up to this couple, took the baby right out of their arms, and said, "Now I can die in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord." Is this not what we all hope for year after year as we celebrate Christmas, as we go through all the rituals again? Don't we hope that something will break through the ritual? Somehow we'll see something we haven't seen before. We'll experience something new, that this time it will be something special, that we'll get a glimpse, maybe, of God's salvation in our lives. My eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. Well, shortly after they got their baby back from this man, the whole scene was repeated again by an old prophet named Anna. who began preaching in the temple when she saw the child, saying, "This child was born for our redemption." We're told that the parents were amazed by this. "My eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. This child was born for our redemption." Every parent thinks their baby is special, but this is a little extra. It had been an amazing 9 months, though, for Joseph and Mary, and it had been a rather extraordinary week in Bethlehem. It seemed as though one thing was kind of building to the next with this rather amazing breakthrough of rituals for them. Just kept building. And so, of course, you have these older folks who've spent their whole lives in the temple waiting for something extraordinary to happen. They see this child, they say, "This is it. We've spent our whole life in this temple waiting for this." It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. That's what makes the next verse in the text absolutely fascinating, and perhaps the most relevant one for us today. The very next verse says, "So when they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth." That's it. That's the end of the Christmas story. That's it. Having just had this amazing experience of Bethlehem, stars, angels, shepherds, now Anna and Simeon saying this child's meant for our redemption, our salvation, they just go back home after all of that. Well, that's the way the story goes. They just go back home. And what has really changed here? What are the shepherds doing now? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're taking care of sheep, just like they were before Christmas. And when Joseph gets back home, he better get that carpentry business going again. And worst of all, Herod is still king. Shortly, he'll kill all of the male children in Bethlehem just to keep his tyrannical power. But what about those incredible prophecies of Simeon and Anna? What about the promise of salvation and redemption? Was it all just ritual? After Christmas, do all of us also just head back to life under Herod? No. No, no, no. Don't let the ordinary wrapping of salvation fool you. Last night, everything changed. Question is only, can you see it? Let me tell you what last night looked like from the perspective of heaven 2,000 years ago. This perspective is unique. It's given to us in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. That text says nothing about shepherds or wise men. Instead, it begins by depicting a dragon leading a ferocious struggle in heaven, and a woman who is clothed in sun with a crown of 12 stars. The woman cries out in pain as she gives birth. Suddenly, the enormous red dragon descends. As he does, his tail sweeps away a third of the stars. And then he crouches hungrily in front of the woman, waiting to devour her child. But at the last instant, as soon as he's born, the child is swept away to safety. The woman flees into the desert. The dragon is furious, and so he takes out his anger on the other children who remain behind. Whoa. Nobody down here saw that. All the world saw was a humble country woman giving birth to her child in a stable, and then having to flee to Egypt when she heard about Herod's anger, which, in fact, he did take out on all the children who remained behind. We didn't see the drama that heaven saw. Maybe we don't see the drama in our own lives that heaven sees. From our perspective, it's just another year under the tyrant Herod. Just another ordinary year waiting ahead for you, you think, with the tyrants of cancer or boring work or broken hearts. Nothing's changed, you say. Oh. But from the perspective of heaven, everything has changed. There was high drama going on, if only you could see it. So is there high drama at work in your life, if only you can see it. Do not be lulled into thinking this is just an ordinary Christmas. If you saw what heaven saw last night, you would be breathless with excitement over your life. That's why old Simeon and Anna were beside themselves in the temple. They had the glimpse from the perspective of heaven. They saw through the rituals to find a miracle of salvation in their midst. God is now with us. Everything between heaven and earth has changed. The fate of the dragon is doomed. Now, on Christmas morning, it may not look like so much hope to you. This hope that we're proclaiming all over the world today, it may appear as fragile and ordinary as a newborn child. But the hope will grow. Just as the child became a man who saved us, so will the quiet hope grow in your own ordinary life. I think the only people who really know how to handle the ordinary are those who live with joy. The only people who find joy are those who have finally found a way of defeating whatever dragon it is that they've been battling their whole lives. The hurts from the past, the broken promises, broken hearts, broken dreams. I don't know what dragon you've been struggling with. But I do know that Christmas was so much more than just a ritualistic distraction from it all. Christmas is the day when the story turns. Today we proclaim the great miracle that the Savior is born, and the dragon will not consume our Savior. But the Savior, in time, will defeat your dragon. And for anybody who believes that, nothing is ever ordinary again. Amen. Amen.